This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Came in last night on a United flight. A flight, thankfully, without that gratuitous ad thing that former CEO Jeff Smizek used to do before the safety video. Smizek, as you may know, was relieved last month pending a corruption investigation. His successor, Oscar Munoz, has been getting positive reviews from analysts and United rank and file as well. Munoz, though, had a heart attack last Thursday. He's been in the hospital since. Last night, United named the company's general counsel the interim CEO, but there has been scarce little new information about Munoz and when or even whether he might come back to work. That line between the obligations of a publicly traded company and the privacy of the people who run that company is broad and blurry and very hard to navigate. Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson starts our story with the most glaring recent example.
Thank you for coming this morning. We got some really exciting stuff to share with you.
In 2008, Steve Jobs walked on stage for an Apple event in that trademark black turtleneck. He was noticeably thin. Apple reps said he was suffering from a common bug.
Before we do, I just wanted to mention this.
The screen behind him read, "Reports of my death are greatly exaggerated."
Enough said. So let's get on with the real topic of this morning.
But was it enough?
Staying silent about the health situation of an executive is generally not a problem under the securities laws unless there's what we call an affirmative duty to speak.
Peter Barrick is a securities lawyer and partner at Barrick Verrazano.
Would have to be an expectation that the problem would have a material unfavorable impact on net sales or revenues or incomes.
Companies also have to disclose a change in leadership, like at United. After Steve Jobs and his illness, there was talk about whether companies should have to share more, but the law hasn't changed.
The other side is that there's also a question of privacy.
Thomas Liss is an accounting professor at Northwestern's Kellogg School of Management. He says CEOs, they're people. People who likely don't want to confront life or death issues in the public spotlight. Ironically, the more powerful a CEO, Liss says, the less likely a company will share information about their health. Although it is notable that both J.P. Morgan and Goldman Sachs promptly announced the cancer diagnoses of their CEOs. Tom Gorman, a partner at the law firm Dorsey & Whitney, says these disclosures are increasingly relevant in the age of the superstar CEO.
People might start to decide not to buy the stock, might decide to sell the stock, might change their views of how they want to invest. And that's the danger of having a superstar CEO, is that kind of thing can start changing valuation views on your company.
But Gorman says even without rules forcing more health disclosures, he thinks companies are increasingly volunteering it. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.